You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Happy New Year, y'all. I'm coming to you live on New Year's Day, January 1st, 2018. This will be one of my short and sweet solos to kick off the new year. I think I'm going to make this a tradition because it's kind of cool to look back and see where I was. It's funny, I tried a few times to jot down my thoughts about 2017, and I just haven't been able to. To summarize 2017 into words has just been really difficult for me. I mean, it was obviously an amazing year, right? I got married, I took my business to new heights, spent time with my family, was embraced into a new family, a new culture, traveled, learned a lot. So I'm very grateful for the lessons learned and the blessings received in 2017. But something I may have shared less of is that it was also a really emotional year and sometimes a downright stressful year. And that's because I pushed myself harder than I ever have. I took on more responsibility at work, was challenged in unexpected ways, and just overall grew a lot. And then at the end of the year, took a major leap and decided to quit my job, as you guys know. So I went back and started re-listening to my first episode of 2017 because I'm like, what the heck happened in 2017? Like, it's all a blur now. And I wanted to get a sense of where I was a year ago. So it was cool to listen to see my growth since I recorded that. Back then, I was just beginning to develop my goal setting process, and now it's a full-fledged action plan. Back then, I was just tipping my toe into sales and making products, and now I not only know how to sell and feel confident that I'll get better and continue to improve at selling, but I also feel ready to become a full-time entrepreneur where I know my livelihood will now depend on me selling my services and selling my talents. So I'm proud and I'm amazed when I look back. But I've had a lot of things happen since I recorded the last episode of 2017. I actually recorded it about 2 weeks before it aired. And then, you know, I headed out to New York for the holidays and have had a lot of thoughts to process since that time. I experienced a loss in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Those of you who follow me on Instagram know I posted about losing my first friend ever at UPenn. And this was my first time losing anyone that I was close to. So seeing her face in a coffin and then being lowered into the ground has had a profound impact on me. And I know personally that I will never be the same. I went a little bit back and forth about sharing that and talking about this, but it's not something that I want to come across as trivial. Ultimately, I'm sharing it because if you want to know where my mind is and what's informing my thoughts and my actions and my words these days, it is very much this experience of losing my friend. And I cannot talk about 2017 without talking about that. So going into 2018, my brain has been rewired. I've been reflecting on anything that I thought was important and thought was a priority. And I'm just looking at it through this new lens of, is this actually important? Is this actually a priority? Because ultimately, none of this will matter if I have not spent time with those that I love and let those people know how I feel about them. None of this will matter in the big scheme of things if I haven't left a deeper impact. So that's what's been on my mind. And that's just the foundation of my mindset moving forward. I actually knew months ago that I wanted my focus word to be fearlessness for 2018. But the way 2017 ended truly cemented that for me and just has made it crystal, crystal clear. It taught me that, yes, I may only be 33, but for some people, that's all the life they will ever have. That's it. Like, full stop. That's where it ends. And it's time for me to start living each day with urgency, with gratefulness that I even have this day to go after it, and with the understanding that no day is promised. And I know that those are the things that we say and we hear all the time, but it's really true. And I know it's hard to hold on to that feeling and to embody that in each and every moment of life. But I can definitely say that my perspective has changed. I was talking to my friend Brian, and he really illuminated this for me when he said, Worry is presumptuous. It's almost like you think you are immortal if you have the nerve to be worrying about something that may or may not happen months from now. Like, dude, you don't even know if you'll be here. So I've definitely been working a lot on myself as it relates to worrying, because that's something I have historically struggled with, and it's pointless and it's presumptuous, and that's what I'm seeing. And that is part of what I'm seeking to abandon with my 2018 motto of fearlessness. I think of this word as both an adjective, you know, being fearless, and a command to myself to fear less. In unlearning something like worry, it will take an action on my part. I realize that. So that action is to fear less, to actively choose to fear less. So in that sense, it's not just that I'm declaring, oh, I'm going to be fearless from now on. I don't care. Nothing can faze me. But I'm committed to the action of fearing less. I'm committed to doing the work scared. I'm committed to doing the work even when I'm uncomfortable and shy. I'm committed to outworking fear. So in the rest of today's episode, I'm going to get into how I plan to live fearlessly and the keys to making 2018 the best year ever. Hey guys, here's a quick word from our sponsors. So it's January, which means you're probably still thinking about how you're going to make this year great. While most people have resolved to go on a diet, hit the gym, or call mom more often, I'm all about investing in learning new skills to make 2018 the best year yet. That's where our sponsor Skillshare comes in. Skillshare is an online learning platform with over 18,000 classes in business, marketing, entrepreneurship, technology, and much more. Whether you're trying to deepen your professional skill set, start a side hustle, or build your own business, Skillshare will keep you learning in 2018 and beyond. Check out some of the classes I've bookmarked, like how to build your perfect website with Squarespace or email marketing with MailChimp, and much more. And just in time for the new year, Skillshare is offering Side Hustle Pro listeners a limited time offer of 3 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/HustlePro99. Again, go to Skillshare.com/HustlePro99 to get 3 months of Skillshare for only 99 cents. Act now for this special New Year's offer and start learning today. As side hustlers, we're in the business of turning our ideas into value. The thing is, we need time to cultivate fresh ideas, which is exactly where our sponsor FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks makes cloud accounting software for creative professionals that's so straightforward to use. You'll save hours every week and have more time to let your creativity flourish. If that's not enough incentive, the FreshBooks platform has been rebuilt from the ground up. They've taken simplicity and speed to an entirely new level and added powerful new features. I can't cover them all, but sending a branded invoice in under 30 seconds and enabling online payments in 2 clicks is a good place to start. There's also a new projects feature where you can invite employees or contractors to collaborate and easily share information, files, and updates. If you're listening to this and not using FreshBooks yet, now would be the time to try it. FreshBooks is offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial for all my listeners. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/sidehustlepro and enter Side Hustle Pro in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Alrighty, so my first key to making 2018 the best year ever is, as I said before, to embody that fearless mindset. Now, how do I plan to do this and how can you do this? First and foremost, by working on our mindsets, like taking time to truly start to unlearn some of the toxic and negative thoughts that we're now just programmed to do. Our subconscious just feeds that to us like it's water, and taking time to build new habits, new thoughts, and making that like a job. So I think to myself, what are the things holding me back from stepping into my greatness? I've already identified worry as one of my largest mental blocks. So I have started being proactive about pushing past the limiting beliefs that cause me to worry and fear. I'm really tapping deep into what has led me in my life to think the way I do, to jump to conclusions, to have the kind of automatic worries that I do. And Part of the way that I'm unpacking this all is through reading and researching and learning more about it. So some of the books that I have picked up are, one, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks and The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. These two books were actually recommendations from Maya Elias, past Side Hustle Pro guest. She wrote about this in her end of year blog post, and it really struck a chord with me because it's exactly what I can see myself needing if I don't take these steps right now. So I said, let me go ahead and start reading about this, and I'll continue to tap into research and insights for the best ways to beat worry and to beat fear, because all of these are learned behaviors and learned activities. Other books that I've read and enjoyed include the You Are a Badass book. You know, many people have shouted that book out, some of them on this show. It's You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. What I loved about that book is it talks about the limiting beliefs, and it really shone a light on things that I do that I'm like, whoa, I didn't even notice I was doing that. But you just stated it in a way that makes complete sense. And I didn't even know that that was a problem, that I think that I do that. I thought I was protecting myself, but in actuality, I am being harmful to myself. So that was a great one too that I really liked. So I challenge you to tap into the behavior or the things that are mental blocks for you. And instead of just accepting that, like, oh man, that's my limitation, you know, that's my downfall, that's my flaw, whatever, challenge yourself to push past it this year and to adopt a fearless mindset and doing what it takes to make that second nature. So that's number one. My second key to making 2018 the best year ever is to invest in yourself. As the saying goes, I really like this quote a lot. It's, if you want to go somewhere you've never been, then you have to do something you have never done. And I love that because it applies to so many areas of life, right? Like even with something like losing weight, if you want to see changes, like you can't keep eating the same foods and doing the same exercises. You have to try something new to go somewhere different and to see different results with your body. Another quote I like as it relates to investing in yourself is to identify someone who is further ahead of you and find out how they think. And I don't mean reaching out to people and literally saying, hey, I want to find out how you think, or I want to pick your brain, because you guys know I hate that whole pick your brain thing. I think you can be so much more creative, and there are different ways to find out how people think. One of the ways, for example, is to interview people, right? Or to listen to these podcasts and to read more interviews with them to learn more about their background and how they did it. And it's not always that you'll get their whole entire blueprint, right? But you'll start to get a sense of what they deemed important enough to invest in. So things like, if that person over time, as you're studying their background, you can see that their copy and their promotional work got so much better, then you're like, maybe I want to invest in a copy course one day. Not right now, but I know that's important to get into where they are. Also, do they have a course? Do they have coaching? Do they have a conference that they're speaking at? These are other ways to find out how people think. So I did this myself when, you know, I keep talking about this because it was so important to my 2017, but I spotted someone who was further ahead of me on the sponsorship spectrum, and I decided to invest at a level that I had never invested before in my business to learn how they think, aka learn their process, learn how they did it. And it's not only about investing actual money. Like, I don't want you to think like you're not serious about your business if you don't cough up thousands of dollars. That's not true, because it's not only about the investing actual money, actual dollars, but also investing time, right? If I'd gone to that sponsorship intensive and didn't do any of the work, you know, it's a lot of work. There was actually someone at the intensive that was like, all right, this is great, but can I now pay you to do this for me? Like, I don't want to do any of this because it's that much legwork. So if I had just left there and was like, oh, this is too much work, I wouldn't be where I am now. So this is the year we stop buying programs and not doing the work. This is the year we stop going to expensive conferences and not doing the follow-up work. All right, we're off that in 2018. Anything we invest in, we are not only investing money, but time, because I promise you, hard work and time truly, truly does yield results. After investing that $11.97 in that sponsor intensive and working at the techniques for months, tweaking them, learning how to make it work for the podcast industry, learning the things that would work for, you know, my niche, my particular content, then I was finally able to reap 10 times over what I paid for the training. But again, it took months of follow-up work. So have a plan for yourself when you're getting ready to invest in something. Ask yourself, why do I want to invest in this? You know, what do I hope to learn and gain from it? What is my expected return on investment? Will it even have a return on investment? And if the answer to that is, I don't know, then do not do it. Speaking of investing in yourself, you guys, you have asked me for this. You have hit me up in my email, in DMs, asking one-off questions about your businesses. And I'm finally launching it. I am launching a VIP business coaching call for you guys. So if you're on the fence about what steps to take to get your side hustle to be an actual business this year, or how to market your business and how to leverage social media to get actual customers and not just followers, then these consulting sessions are for you. You'll have access to me for a full 1 hour call to go over step-by-step challenges you're facing, your target audience, how to reach them, strategies to push forward, and all of that. And then post-call, you'll receive a detailed brand assessment from me and then a full marketing plan to move forward. So I'll only have a limited number of appointments each month because I want to give the maximum attention to each person and to these assessments because they're going to be thorough. And you can register for these sessions by visiting sidehustlepro.co/workwithme. I'm really excited to help more people who are investing in themselves this 2018 and to make more of your side hustles into full-fledged, profitable businesses. Alrighty? Now, my third and final key to making 2018 the best year ever is to form and better nurture human connections. If you listen to my I Quit episode, as I've done a few times since I released it, the biggest theme that stood out to me is the human touch point that supported me and gave me the energy I needed on that road to my quit day. You know, I couldn't have done it without any of these human real life touch points. Like, no matter how much I was in my head and I knew what I wanted to do, every time I touched place with the people who God placed in my life, just when I needed to see them, I was able to be reaffirmed in my purpose and to have greater clarity. So, you know, I was thinking about this and thought about it every time I listened to the episode. And I'm like, why do I take human contact for granted? I don't mean to. I struggle sometimes with how to spend time with friends or meet new people while building my empire. And yes, I think of it as an empire. And the fact is that I just spend so much time behind my computer that I can sometimes feel like I know people. Yes, it's crazy, but when you are talking to people online regularly, when you're viewing their Insta stories and DMing them comments and laughing together, like, you can start to feel like you've met them in real life, and you have to take a step back and be like, wait, I haven't even met you yet. This especially happens to me with some of my guests too, because, you know, we spend a whole hour having this intimate conversation. And before that, we go back and forth via email and we touch base and we talk afterwards. And then it's like, wait a second, this does not take the place of a real human meetup and connection. And that's why I'm excited to kind of reprioritize forming human connections in 2018. I will make the time to go to one or two events a quarter. I will make the time to check in with my friends weekly and be proactive about following up on those, you know, we should do lunch emails that all of us tend to do, and it just drags out and drags out. And I say one to two meetups because I know myself, and realistically, being out too much drains my energy as an introvert. And it also distracts me from my work. It distracts me from my systems. So I can commit to one to two, no more for now. And I'm just saying this to show you and those of you who also like in doing the grind, and especially the 9-to-5 and grind juggle, You don't have to be a social butterfly to form and nurture human connections. You just have to make space to include it in your life at a frequency that works for you. So ask yourself, how will you make space for human connection in 2018? Finally, guys, if you're listening to this episode and you don't have a 2018 master plan neatly tied up in a bow, please know this. It is okay. I want you to just start. And what do I mean by just starting? I mean, take the first step in writing down one action, then working on completing that action and nothing else. Not five or six actions. Just write down one thing that you know will get you closer to working on your side hustle, to launching your side hustle, to launching a new aspect of your side hustle. Write down one thing and focus on that only. And then you can begin to add on more and more things. Let me tell you, I used to be the person who sat down on New Year's Day and wrote out all of my plans, like every area of my life, what I wanted to change about it. You know, everything from I'm going to take Spanish lessons, I'm going to become fluent again, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I would feel very at peace once it was all done. Like, okay, now I have my plan for the year. Boom, I got it. And then none of those things would get done. Why? Because it was just a large, beautiful plan with no action, no systems built in to actually get me towards that. It was just a wish. And ever since I started breaking down my year into this goal-getter action system that I developed, I really don't think that long-term anymore. Like, it sounds crazy, but I found that just focusing on the next 3 months helps me to be practical and actually get things done. And so that's what I will continually recommend. And it's what I started in 2017, and it's still working for me. So I don't have some new thing to launch for you at all. Like, I'm still doing that goal-getter system, and it's working for me. Just focus on getting your 3 months of tasks and actions accomplished without thinking too much about the larger picture and how it all comes together. You know, don't get lost filling out these fancy planners. And hey, you can have your vision board. I have a vision board on my wall, but you know, once we made it, we put it up and we actually had to get down to business working to attain the things on our vision board. You know, I like to think about that quote too, that, you know, you can make your plans, but make it in pencil because, you know, God will have other plans for you. So just focus on taking the next step. Don't feel bad when you see all these resolutions and all these neat summaries and goals, and it can be overload, right? There can be a lot of messages coming at you fast during this time of the year. So be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, and ask yourself, what do you want to do tomorrow? Because that will impact what you do in 6 months and the results you have in 6 months. What steps do you want to take in January? What things do you want to put in place? And again, prioritize those systems. You don't have to do it my way, but if you are interested in learning more about it, it's how I was able to have my very own Cardi B year in 2017. So check it out at sidehustlepro.co/goalgetter. And with that, y'all, let's do this. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Side Hustle Pro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.